Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano program. You know our mission. Reach out into the middle of these major, major events, and the clock is ticking on the Berkeley saga with Ann Coulter, and bring you people inside this. And we have somebody who, I got to say, I was wowed with the editorial he wrote. That's how we tracked him down, in the Daily Californian, which is the student newspaper for the school at Berkeley. And the editorial's headline said it all: Ann Coulter event will stir meaningful debate. And there's something in there that I think is a point, particularly with Ann Coulter, that's being missed, that I'll talk about with our guest. Now, an update on this: the Young Republicans and the other groups associated with them have sued, since we spoke yesterday, in order to have Ann Coulter speak there on Thursday, as I understand it. In addition to that, these stickers I told you about yesterday, my God, are appearing on the Berkeley campus, stickers that call for the beheadings of college Republicans. Our guest, Prenoff Yandayawa, I may have butchered that a little bit there. I'll ask him here in a second. Is a UC Berkeley freshman and the founder of Bridges USA, which tries to bridge the gap on these things. His editorial, his group invited Ann Coulter to speak at the college at the behest of these other groups. He joins us here in Philadelphia. Can you help me with that last name, Prenoff?
Yeah, it's Prenoff Yandayawa.
Well, thank you. Thanks very much for joining us, and thanks for getting up early on the West Coast. You seem like a guy probably gets up at 6 anyhow, so thanks for joining us. And so your role at Bridge USA is to do what? What do you do?
Basically, we work to bridge the political divide. And so far this semester, what we've done on college campuses, specifically at UC Berkeley, is try to create a space where all political views and opinions are going to be welcome, but subject to rigorous challenge through debate and discussion. And we truly believe that when we have people just simply talking to the other side in this productive manner, we can fix the political divide.
Well, that is a noble thing. And I have to say, I commend your writing style and just the elevation of it. And you make a point in here that I think whatever people think of Ann Coulter's rhetoric or provocation, she is willing to take questions, debate. She relishes that. She puts herself in the lion's den. She would seem to be the perfect person, if you differ with her, to have this event.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. And, you know, she has this immense following, too. And it's something that you need to confront as, you know, someone who disagrees with her so vehemently. Her views aren't going to go away just because you disagree and you know, you shut yourself off from her. And if you do disagree, the proper way to meet that disagreement is with challenge. And the only way you can challenge her is, you know, in this equal realm of ideas, in this equal realm of debate. And, you know, that's why we worked so hard to organize this event.
Well, good for you, because, again, from my viewpoint, I don't think I could arrange a better guest to come to Berkeley, given how much, you know, you get, just like I would say at a conservative school. I'm trying to think of who's a liberal that goes into the lion's den and is willing to debate and is bright and has a vast audience. I'll think of one in a moment. But Ann Coulter would be the premier person willing to do all those things and able to deliver those things at a place like Berkeley. This should have been a huge event, excitement, challenge. Why you go to college, in fact. When I went to college, that's what it was like. You know, there's going to be diversity. This is a big challenge. Can you push back and stand up and hold your ground against an Ann Coulter? The sentiment now seems to be, though, one thing is, no, this would just be enabling so-called hate and hate speech. The other is you have a group there, and I wanted to ask you about, that just are anarchist, for want of a better term, and they're probably violent, too, on many occasions. So what's your take on that sort of atmosphere?
Yeah, so in this environment, and it's actually really, really, really scary now, because the university can't even anymore guarantee the safety of people who want to express themselves in a certain way. They can't guarantee the safety of conservatives on campus. You know, BCR itself, it's interesting you mentioned that. I wanted to talk about today about the threats BCR has received, too. I mean, as members of this Republican group on campus, what the university has done is, you know, very little for us when we've received things like, you know, doxing, and we've received threats, and we've received, you know, our signs being torn, you know, all these different things. And it's actually really crazy to see the administration look at everything that's happening and say, we're reviewing the situation, don't worry about it, and nothing really happened.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, we're literally physically assaulted on campus sometimes, and it's very disheartening to see nothing happen. You know, you have these groups like Antifa, and like By Any Means Necessary, sometimes they even literally recruit in classrooms. They speak in classrooms. Professors sanction what they do and say, and professors sanction, you know, the violence that they engaged in on the night of the Milo riots. So it's disheartening to see. You know, they're not associated with our student body as much as people think. They're outside groups.
Is it true, to your knowledge, because I'm seeing a lot saying that the mayor of Berkeley has been outed as a member of this Antifa? And for listeners, I would just tell you, we have this group here in Philadelphia that attacked a rally recently in the last couple of weeks. Hundreds of them, they're masked, they throw smoke bombs, they'll attack with anything they can. So is the mayor of Berkeley one of these guys?
He's definitely not a member. So he actually, whether or not he supports Antifa's actions is the question, and I think there's a sufficient amount of evidence to, you know, link to the fact that he supports these groups, these really left wing fringe groups that, you know, are willing to put students in danger to silence speech they disagree with. I was actually a victim of the violence they engaged in on the night of the Milo riots. I was a journalist filming everything that was going on, and I was actually beaten, and I had a concussion because of that. And I remember being beaten on the ground as officers watched from the balcony, and they wouldn't get involved.
That's the most shameful thing of all, when the police are told to stand down campus or the city of Berkeley. I don't know. Do you have a sense they're going to stand down on Thursday when Ann Coulter comes there?
Definitely. And based on every single conversation I've had with them this entire month, I know that's what's going to happen. And I'm actually very worried, because right now, as of now, they haven't guaranteed us a venue on Thursday. And if they don't guarantee us a venue, she's coming no matter what. She's coming, and she's just speaking in public. You know, like she said, you know, a few days ago on Fox News, you know, she's going to speak through a microphone or through a megaphone if she needs to. And if she comes and speaks, you know, on the steps of Sproul Plaza with hundreds of security protecting her, and Antifa comes, it could be a very, you know,
yeah,
dangerous brawl.
And for listeners, too, that is the center, as I remember it, of the free speech movement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's historic. You're a young guy, you know, I mean, but that Berkeley has always been, I know it's shocking given the atmosphere there now, but this was the avant-garde of the pushback against Ronald Reagan, of all people. I mean, it was chaotic and it was violent the other way around that, but it's pretty amazing to see a university, and for listeners, too, a high-powered university. I mean, most people that go here, at least SAT scores and the stuff I see, it's a very high-powered place.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is a very, you know, very. It's a bastion of thought in a lot of different areas. You know, we have a great STEM department and a great, you know, mm-hmm, humanities department as well. We're respecting all these areas, but you know, when it comes to these things, It's quite crazy to see the amount of intolerance that some people have. This idea of intellectual exceptionalism, this idea of my ideas are so better than yours inherently that I don't even need to do the work of debating you. or, you know, I don't even need to engage with that side of the country because all of that is just inherently
wrong.
Well,
here's the thing, though. I take heart rather than being negative. I read a guy like you. I hear you come on here at 7 o'clock in the morning, your time, and I hear how rational, measured you are, but determined to do the right things here. I take hope in that versus this sea that's out there. That may be nuts, but I see people like you, and I have hope for the future that we're going to win out over this stuff. We just need people to use the levers of power to push back. So if the police would stand down and not protect Ann Coulter, I would federalize the National Guard. The other thing I would do is Berkeley, if they're an embarrassment again this time, funding should be withdrawn from them until they stop this.
Yeah. So I think that I think that the necessary course of action is to do whatever you can to protect speech. So, you know, mobilizing the National Guard is very key and important. I do think, you know, with regard to defunding, you know, that's another particular issue. I think that the way to fight this is through the court system, and the way to fight this is through leveraging the university to do more and pull more resources in. You know, but I think that defunding, you know, puts the burden on students who actually do support this kind of speech and who do support.
Okay, I understand. Then that's a measured response to this. Well, look, I'd love to have you back on. So you telling us on the ground there, the lawsuit is there, and you think Ann Coulter is going to come and speak in some way, shape, or form on Thursday?
Yeah, I'm sure she is. Based on all the communication we've had, she plans on coming in the middle of the day.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for joining us today. And do you happen to know the names of any of these professors? Are they public with endorsing what's going on here? We put them on and challenged them if they'd come on to defend that.
Yeah. So when the Milo event happened, I think a week before, there was a big list of professors who signed this big letter to administration that said, we want you to prevent him from coming and speaking.
Okay.
And I think within that letter, you can look this up. It's public information.
Okay.
You'd be able to find the individual.
Right. And I would make the point with Milo, too. Milo should be protected, too. But what he does versus Ann Coulter, I do see a big difference there.
I agree with you. And that's why we got involved with this event and not the Milo event.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, thank you. And I invite you back. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'd like to get you back on Friday to talk about this, of what happens on Thursday.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pranav. Thank you very much.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.